Let's talk numbers for a minute. 49. That's how many people were in the Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter as of last week. That's 22 adults and 27 children. Earlier this month, the shelter hit a record number of 53 clients, surpassing the previous record of 43 set in December. Eva Lauren, director of outreach for the shelter, says they have been experiencing a higher number of people seeking their services for about 6 months.
We don't think that there's necessarily more domestic violence happening in our community. We think it's a combination of our community is growing, and in general population growth, you have a growth of victims needing services. But we think one of the main issues is awareness. We've been in Northwest Arkansas for, this is our 25th anniversary, but very few people for a long time knew about our existence because of safety and confidentiality concerns. We were wary of reaching out to the community. So within the past couple of years, that's changed because we want to increase awareness for people who might need our services and people who might want to support us as well. And I think what we're seeing now is a direct result of more people knowing about us. So it's not that there's more domestic violence happening, but the 49 people that are in shelter today are 49 people who are not in an abusive home right now. And what we're seeing is more people getting out of those situations and coming to us for services.
In the 2012 National Census of Domestic Violence Services, 463 domestic violence victims in Arkansas were served on September 12, 2012, the one day chosen for the survey. 84% of identified local domestic violence programs participated in the 2012 study. Conducted annually by the National Network to End Domestic Violence, the census counts adults and children who seek services from United States domestic violence shelter programs during a single 24-hour period. In addition to providing a safe haven for victims of domestic violence, the Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter also provides support groups and legal services, which are free and available to anyone, even if they are not staying in the shelter.
Frequently, we'll have clients who have a safe place to stay, but don't fully understand all the paperwork for an order of protection or just need to come in for a support group or something along those lines, and they're welcome to do that as well. Like I said, our numbers have been very high recently. We are accommodating to the best of our abilities, but this is new for us. Every day is kind of new, and we're doing our best right now. But if this pattern continues, then we are going to have to look at our strategic long-term planning, where we're going and how we need to grow to accommodate our community's obvious need for us as an organization.
The shelter has 17 different client rooms, and each has its own decorative theme as well as its own bathroom. Eva says privacy is important, so they try to ensure everyone gets their own room. However, if it comes down to it, she says the rooms are big enough to where they could fit two or three single people in one room or even multiple small families. Eva says one of the reasons the shelter could easily get more people than the number of rooms they have is because they are the only domestic violence shelter in the state that doesn't have a maximum capacity. She says they believe every person deserves safety and they will never put someone on a waiting list who needs that safety.
We also do not discriminate. We are the first shelter in the state of Arkansas to provide housing on site at our shelter for a male victim of domestic violence, which is something that's also in our plan to continue to do if male victims reach out to us and require shelter. We don't have max capacity. We don't discriminate. We're in the business of believing, so if someone contacts us and says that they're in a domestic violence relationship and they're in fear, they need a safe place to go, and they have nowhere else to turn, we're not going to interrogate them about that. It's going to be assumed that, you know, if they have the courage to come forward, then that's enough for us.
Director of Outreach Eva Lauren says the Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter is an emergency safe shelter, so they provide a short-term solution to clients. She says clients are told they can stay up to 30 days, but that varies from situation to situation. Eva says about half of their clients stay for a week or less because they just need a safe place to go where they can reach out to friends and family who can offer long-term support. For clients who don't have that support system, Eva says advocates work with them on setting goals and discussing what they need to be independent, like a place to live or a job. Eva says sometimes these clients are also referred to transitional housing programs in the area to help them find a more long-term solution. She says most of the referrals to the shelter come from their 24-hour hotline.
A lot of people
call with the, well, I don't know if this is domestic violence, but, and continue to describe, you know, abusive tactics and isolation. So a lot of what we do is talking to people, education, and always leaving it up to them, though. You know, we never make anyone come in. We don't make anyone do anything while they're here. It's all about empowerment. So if they choose to come in, we'll always accept them. If they choose to stay in the relationship, we do safety planning on how to maximize your safety while staying in that relationship.
Clients at the shelter are given food and toiletries to use during their stay, though resources have been dwindling with the recent increase in occupancy. Eva says they do have a budget for buying things like groceries, but they try to get as much as they can donated so they can use money for other important things, like helping a client afford a rental deposit. The shelter has pajamas and underwear available on site, and clients can use vouchers to get other clothing at the shelter's thrift shop. Different activities are available to clients as well as their children, such as support groups, yoga classes, and art classes.
The classes have a particular focus. With the adults, it's usually about building self-confidence, empowerment, you know, learning the red flags of abuse and kind of trying to break that cycle. And for the children, because we know a lot of times children who grow up in domestic violence households are more likely to become abusers or victims of domestic violence as adults, we work specifically in our children's programming through art classes and other projects to help them understand their emotions and their feelings about everything, and to the best of their abilities, comprehend what's going on and try to help break that cycle so that they don't end up repeating those same patterns again.
To find a list of items the Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter needs, or if you'd like to make a monetary contribution, you can visit nwaws.org. To contact the shelter about a domestic violence situation, you can call their 24-hour crisis hotline at 479-246-9999 or 800-775-9011. This is Ozarks at Large.